Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you can see back by popular demand, we have Sherry Lassiter, psychic medium, author of A Modest Choice, based on Sherry's own past life memories of being a Vestal Virgin in ancient Rome and the connection of today's current events, the collapse of an empire, pedophilia, blood sacrifice, and restructuring and rebuilding of our world. And you can check that out and her information at sherrylassiter.net, which we're going to have a link right in her square there for you. Yes. Before we get to Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. Just a quick little thank you. You know, we're kind of all over the place today. We're on YouTube, BitChute, Twitter, OogTube. We're kind of like spread out everywhere.
That tube, this tube.
This tube. And also
everywhere, tube.
Our membership site, spirituallyraw.live. We are so grateful for all of your support. And I just want to let everyone know, in case you're just starting to listen to us, as many of you already know, that a lot of the shows that we put up, we have to take down pretty fast when on YouTube. Sometimes it could be a few hours, depending on the content. But at the very most, we're leaving up the controversial ones at the very most 24 hours. And that's because we already have like two strikes against us. And if we get another one, they're going to shut us down for at least a month. And we don't want that to happen. So it's super important that on YouTube, particularly, to like the videos, because that helps get the word out, but also more importantly, to hit the notification bell, because you'll receive a notification every time that we send out a new video. And if you like the video, please share the video. And if you like the video a whole lot, make sure you copy the link, because even if the video goes down as unlisted, thank you. As long as you have the link, you'll still be able to watch the video. And hopefully one day in the not so distant future, we'll be able to put all of the videos back up. Yeah. Only time will tell.
Also, real quick, before we get to Sherry, in the meantime, I do want to say, just look in the description too, because for any reason, if you're not seeing us put up content on a regular basis, which is at the very least every other day, that means that there's been some sort of strike or block, whatever. So there are our other channels in the description there, so you'll be able to find us there. Okay, so check it out there. And again, remember, on spirituallyraw.live, check that out there for our full exclusive content. You get 3 days on us to do that. And so thank you all for that. So Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Back to you. Hey, and
I love your shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. Freedom. Om. Aww. The Om symbol and freedom. So I thought it was very appropriate to wear today, because we're looking for freedom, the red, white, and the blue. The Om symbol is the God symbol, the eternal consciousness of God, the ultimate reality, the sacred word, the sacred sound. So today I really wanted to help people understand what magic is and what spells are and what spell casting is, and how it's not just for magicians. It's what we do every day of our lives. We look around us, we can see how we influence and manipulate reality every day with our thoughts and where we put our intention and our focused thought. So since we cast spells all the time, and it's like the dark magicians are doing it, they're using black magic, and then we're sitting around going, what are they going to do to us? You know, it's all about making us unempowered, disempowered, helpless, and looking for someone to save us. So as we look at how we move through this election process, I found myself like holding my breath going, what's going to happen to us? I'm like, wait a minute. I have energy and intention to influence the outcome of my reality. And so I need to be able to utilize that magic. Okay, so I made some notes because there's a few things that I really want to point out. Okay, so first off, let's just briefly talk about what a spell is on a daily basis. Okay, how do we use magic on a daily basis? A woman can put on makeup and a pretty dress and go out and influence other people's perceptions. A man can put on a fancy suit, have a fancy car and a huge bank account, and he may just be a demon, but he's influenced other people's perceptions. So we do it every day. Do we do it service to self or do we do it service to others? So if we look at, without like breaking it down into all the spells, let's just look at the current spells that we are under right now from the dark agenda, satanic agenda, the elite, the archons, whatever you want to call it. Pick a name that's not going to make YouTube mad.
Are we under an election spell?
That's the first one, April. The
election. Hey, that's simpatico going on right there.
Yeah, the election spell. So how is that working out? You know, they've already got someone that's determined the president. So should the press determine the president? It isn't up to us. It isn't up to the votes. So what was the spell? The spell that was cast was we're going to influence the votes to make sure that our candidate wins. And we're going to cheat, lie, steal, whatever we have to do, and convince other people perception that we won. And I think one reason, this is just my thought, but when Biden was running, I'm like, you know, he's not doing anything. I said, he's biding his time. He's just biding his time because he doesn't have to really work that hard. And then I thought, well, now what is he doing? He wants us to buy into, words are powerful, to buy into this agenda, this global agenda that's out there. So, and I want to say before it slips my mind about something, I don't know if anybody else caught it. They probably did. But when you use magic, when you put it out there, what you want to influence, you have to let people know, right? Free will universe, you got to let people know. So you say that with your words, you say that with your symbols, whatever you carry, the Georgia Guidestones you talked about recently on the show. Yeah, I was there. That's like putting it out here. This is like a monument, spell monument. This is the reality we want to create.
Sherry, can I just while we're just here, just to kind of grasp what you just said there for a minute. So I want to really get that because there's been a lot of that being thrown around there and wrapping our heads around that. So when someone goes to cast a spell, they have to first let you know, is it that they have to let you know, Sherry, what the spell is going to be, or not so much what the spell is going to be, but what their intent is behind it?
Yes, what the plan is.
Okay.
So what the plan is, like for instance, the Georgia Guidestones, this is the plan. This is the plan of the world order to reduce the population, to have things a certain way so that the controlling elite can do what they want. So they have to let us know, but they do it in tricky ways because if it wasn't tricky, it would be easy to catch on. And one thing that Biden said, either I think it was the day after the election, he was given some speech and he actually said, I'm going to get the demons in the White House.
How'd I miss that one?
He finished that sentence by saying, I'm going to get the demons in the White House out. But think about what he said. I'm going to put the demons in the White House. That's the spell. That's the spell right there.
What about his name? I'm just thinking about that when you said it. Biden.
First off, Biden time. Is time.
Biden time. Yeah.
And now buying into the spell.
Right. Totally. My God, his name alone is saying it all. And not only that, the den, Biden, he's been hiding in the den, the basement, a den.
I knew y'all would love this and catch on. Okay, so we've got the election spell. We have the media spell. So what's the media spell? And we all know, you guys, we get censored. We are told what to believe. They only put out on the media what they choose for us to believe. And there's no other sources of information. That's a spell. How do you break the spell? You create new social media platforms. You create new stations, channels for people to go to for alternate information. That's how you break the spell. You break the money spell by creating new currencies.
I like you. I like you where you're going.
So the white magic, let's call it maybe, the good part of it is by just creating new things, new social media, new monies, new environments.
Yeah, not consenting. Do not consent. If we consent that we buy into that reality, we're saying, oh gosh, okay, it's like the COVID spell. You're going to die. You're going to die from the COVID. The mask spell. You're going to die if you don't have on the mask. I don't consent to that. I don't consent to dying from COVID, nor do I consent to wearing a mask to think it's going to save me from dying from a flu. We've also got the lockdown spell. Mm-hmm. Everybody's locked down, disconnected. There's no field of resonance between us. We cannot connect with each other. And then we're isolated. We're mm-hmm. detached. We're easier to program. Dark magic uses mind control. And light magic, heart magic, love magic is service to others. So we don't think, we're like, oh man, we can't use magic. Yes, we can. We use magic every day. When a minister gets up at church and he's helping people to be inspired and feel good, he's casting a spell, mm-hmm. but it's a positive one. A healer is casting a spell. We're putting your energy and focused intent into serving another person or your service to self. And that's the dark magic. That's the black magic. That's the satanic magic that's been going on since the beginning of time. Enslaved humanity versus free humanity. Freedom.
Give us an example, if you would, if someone is doing, is everything about spells? So basically it's
that's
like,
what I was just going to say, it seems like everything's evolving, even daily stuff. You smile at somebody, that could be
we're categorizing a spell. So for example, like the spells that are happening right now, we notice that people are just blatantly saying anything. So my question is to you is that when they're that blatant about it, you know, about how they're shutting down things and really that uncompassionate about what's going on, as a lot of us can see there, that's their just way. So they have to put that spell out. So if they don't do it in that way, what happens then? Does that make the spell short-lived? Or does it backfire and go the thing? I mean, is there specific instructions? And my next question to you is how do they actually go about, like at that level, who gives them the say this, say it in this way? You know what I mean?
I think their own ego. So the thing is, it's a free will universe. In another universe, it would be different. But in this universe, it's a free will universe. So therefore, we have to consent to what is put out there. If somebody wants to cast a spell on you to eat some lasagna and you don't want it, then you're not accepting that and you're not consenting. The reason I'm breaking it down like this, because spells are not these magical things that magicians do. They're things that we do, that we have the power to influence our reality and the perceptions in our reality. And all we need to do is just focus our intention in that direction. And that's what the black magicians do.
So basically, if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, we're doing spells all day long, virtually for the most part, most people unconsciously.
Yeah.
So exactly. if we start putting our intention behind the positive or the freedom spells, we literally can create magic.
So by you watching the show, everybody, you are going to have so much peace, just a lot easier ride ahead of you. And you're really going to constantly be waking up with a smile on your face. Did I just cast a spell?
Yes.
I think you did.
You did. And that's why I'm talking about this, because a spell, it's not something that dark magicians do or that magical, mystical alchemists do. We do it every day. So if we can simplify it and understand it in that way, we can make it so that we're not influenced or consenting to someone else's reality, and that we can put our own reality out there. I'm not waiting for somebody to say the world's going to be okay. I'm going to put my thought and energy, reality, intention, focus, visualization out there to make the world and my reality the way I want it. I'm not waiting for anybody else. I have power. I have magic in me. You have magic. We all have magic. And it's just giving ourselves permission, because we've been enslaved for so long and dumbed down that we're like, we don't have any power. Right. It's the people out there with the power. No, that's how we get through this. And that's how we move to the ascension timeline and stay on it. is okay. to not consent to perceptions of reality that we don't consent to.
Is there any type of, so when you say a statement like I just said today, is there any type of closing afterwards that that should be done to kind of seal it? So for example, I think some faiths say like, you know, God bless, or so it is sealed, or
in the, blessed, name, of.
In the name of, or blessed be, or whatever, whatever. Does any of that necessary?
No, it's not. No, it's not. If you're on a path where you're really working with that and building up that energy, yes, you open with something, you close with something. That brings up a good point, because the satanic agenda, they use rituals, mm-hmm. many rituals, because they understand the alignment of planets, the alignment of energy, the working with the numbers, working with the astrology. They understand all that, and that amplifies their magic. That amplifies their magic, and they know that. So if you say certain words and you do it at a certain time in a certain way with certain influences around you, it adds to the energy of the spell.
So can one call that mass hypnosis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. And then is there anything, yeah. is there anything to the fact of like, when you think about through the ages, right, about people casting spells, you know, maybe they had like a, you know, eye of Newt, or a, you know, ear of a frog, or whatever. Is there anything to that? You know, that helps, you know, make something the power, gives the spell more power, those actual physical raw absorbed. Ingredients or whatever that may be.
Well, it really comes very simple. We whatever we believe in, we give power to. So if I believe that I've Newt is going to add power and energy to my intention, then I'm going to do it because I believe it. So it's all about consenting, believing, and that gives us the power. So if I say to myself, I don't need any rituals. I can still put a heart spell, a love spell out there. But if I do it in such a way that I'm meditating at sunrise with a certain influences and numerological, astrological influences, and call in certain beings, spirits, guides, that adds power to it. It's kind of like you can have a smoothie and then you can put some green algae in there and it's more powerful. You know, you can add,
but it's still a smoothie.
In.
I got mm-hmm. you. Okay.
What about them? Okay. So what do you say to people who, you have such a strong movement right now for Trump in comparison to the small, tiny sector of the population that are like Biden, right?
Biden. Trump,
like Biden. People are worrying about Trump.
Then, it's a political spell. It's this political spell where people do not think for themselves. Like I, for one, my whole life, I was a Democrat. I didn't vote for Trump. I certainly didn't vote for Hillary. I did a Bernie Sanders write-in. You know, I'm not a Republican. That was 4 years ago. Since then, that spell has been broken. It's not the Democratic Party that's gone wrong. It's just, it's been poisoned. It's been taken over. It's been hijacked.
Yeah.
So the people that are seeing through that are for freedom, are the one that are standing up for themselves and everyone else and our rights, then those are the people that are behind Trump. And the people behind Biden are doing it. And, you know, I'm sure that this is not 100% true. It's because I believe in the principles of this party. And so I'm going to buy into that. I'm going to agree to that, even though I'm not, and because I'm not looking at what's really going on, mm-hmm. I'm ignoring that. I'm not letting those factors come in. Like when I started to see how Trump was breaking down the deep state and really exposing that, got my attention. I didn't care if he was a businessman or a Republican or whatever he was. It's like he's doing something good for this country. And I was seeing through the spell that was cast, mm-hmm. that's saying that, no, he's bad man.
Right.
I believe that he's changed his hair color because he wants to be seen as distinguished. He thinks he's probably tired of the orange man jokes. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to look like a clown. He's like, I am sophisticated and distinguished. And also, let me say one other thing. When you change your hair to silver, if you're putting code out there, mm-hmm. what are you saying? Silver currency.
Silver, yeah, back by silver.
Mm-hmm. Subliminally, you're saying silver.
I have one. Oh, you definitely are. There's no question. Okay, so going with the original theory that you said we create our own reality. Okay, so now you have this huge movement moving toward Trump, a very small movement moving towards Biden. But what if the possibility happens for whatever reason, not saying it is, but what if it does come down and they say Biden is the winner? Just let's say hypothetically. How do you justify people saying then, well, there goes my reality. Everything I thought I created just went right out, went down the toilet. So how do I actually then create my reality when I've given the past 4 years, if not the past 4 months or 4 days or 4 hours, to everything I had to make sure that I was focusing on love and Trump?
If we do that, and that's what's so important right now during this election recount process, that we realize that we have power. And that we can influence, and that I've thought to myself, what if the spell worked and they put Biden in because the deep state and the Satanists and all that are doing what they're doing? Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, I'm not going to give my power away to that reality. I'm still going to say to myself, I have freedom. I have freedom. I have choices. Do I want to be locked down? Do I want to get a vaccine? Do I want to wear a mask? Do I want to buy into the fear? I still have a choice about how I respond to the reality put in front of me. I think now why I wanted to talk about this today is because we can all think, oh my gosh, I have power too. I'm not waiting for the president, Trump, or Joe Biden, or the Zionist, or whoever to decide for me. I have power. You know what? We're more connected to God and source and creator than this dark elite black magicians will ever be. We're more connected to source. We can create more power than they can.
So for the people living in California or New York City, New York, where they're just at their last wit's end and they feel like they have lost their power or lost their control. And even though they could be strong Trump lovers, so my question is, if you're living in that, how can they break free of that when they feel like every time they walk out the door, they go into a store, it's in their face and they feel like it's either this or I'm going to get arrested, I'm going to get fined, I'm going to get this, that, or the other? How can they break free?
They do not consent to it. Do not consent to feeling fearful. Mm-hmm. Don't consent to feeling like you have no choice. Don't consent to agreeing and believing that your freedoms are taken away from you. Don't consent to the belief. It's a perception of reality that the powers that be on the dark side are putting in our face. We choose to accept it or not. And so if I was in one of those lockdown places, I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't do anything. I would be beaten down. I would be really broken. Mm-hmm. I would be, if you beat someone and you beat someone and you traumatize them over and over, that's how you break their spirit. Mm-hmm. That's how you break their will. And so we cannot let our will be broken and we cannot let our spirit be broken. And so if you're someone in California, New York that is experiencing this, then you have to say, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior just as much as anybody else. I do not consent to this reality. But you can't say I deny this reality without creating one that you do want. So we have to say, I want a reality in which I'm free. I'm free. My choices, I have free will. The free will universe. Our free will is being denied. And the spell is, on a bigger level, this is a free will universe. Mm-hmm. We don't let other people make decisions for us. And if we do, it's because we consent to it. Okay. So this is why I wanted to make this video, to really tell us and remind us how powerful we are.
Okay. And really great on that one. I appreciate that. So let me kind of circle back to that. Okay. Cause then there's also their powerful spirit. Then there's also the power of where we live here in this world. Right. So if, again, getting back to California and New York, where it is legally mandated. Okay. For you to walk in here, you have to be out of your, So if I say, in California right now, let's say curfew is at 10 o'clock and I say, that's not my reality. And I'm out at 11 o'clock, but this is my reality as I can stay up. So am I not still going to face some repercussions based on those laws that are going to be there? And are you saying that you know, just hell with it, just stand your ground on it kind of thing? Or
no, actually, I'm really not. It's in the mind. And so if I'm on lockdown and I'm curfewed and I can't go anywhere and I can't do anything, I'm going to realize there are laws in place that are going to prevent me from living freely. So what are my choices? Mm-hmm. Okay, I just surrender. I surrender. I give in. No, it's like they can lock me down. They can make these rules, but they cannot break my spirit. They can't break my will, and they cannot make me consent to it.
Okay.
At some point in time.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good because a lot of people are struggling with this.
Thank you very much
for coming out with all this right now. So let's say, for example, like grocery stores, for example, people got to eat, right? So people walk into a grocery store, a lot of grocery stores, you can't walk into a grocery store without a mask. So do you just honor that? So is it a simple, Sherry, is like, okay, look, hell with it. I'm going to honor it because they won't let me in the store and I still got to get some stuff for the, you know, family or whatever like that. And you put the mask on. It's just that you're saying, I don't believe in it kind of thing. Or, you know, does it work like that? By putting on the mask, are you acknowledging the spell of the dark side?
That's a wonderful question. And no, I don't think that you are. There's certain places I want to go into and I have to wear the stupid mask. So I'll put the stupid mask on it and I'll wear it because I choose to go into that store. Because that's where I can get the things that I want. I will abide by the rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. But I've also done things as I found some remote store that doesn't care if you wear masks or not. And so that's where I shop.
So maybe is it creating more of a balance then?
Yeah, it's not. The thing is, and we all know that if we go into a place that requires a mask, or we're not wearing one, mm-hmm. we create problems. Mm-hmm. We create chaos for ourselves.
Right.
So that goes against, I want peace in my life. I want my life to be peaceful. So if peaceful means I put the mask on for 15 minutes, then I put it on and I take it off. I'm not wearing it in the car. I was in a hot yoga class the other day and someone had the mask on the entire class.
Wow.
The entire time, 105 degrees. Mm. She's wearing a mask the entire time. It's you're just screwed if you listen to the news. Mm-hmm. You know, into what you're supposed to do, you're gonna die. So what I was looking at her going, man, you are putting yourself at a health risk mm-hmm. in order to protect your health. Mm-hmm. Which makes no sense. It's insane.
Yeah.
But that's how tricked people are. That's how fearful they are.
So when we go through this process right now that we're going through right now, so this is a very, very, you know, nerve-wracking time to say least for many people, right? And, you know, so everybody's just kind of going through. So it's gonna run out how it runs out. And so your perception of this is like, you know, from what I'm gathering from you right now is to make sure we're like, let's stay in the present moment right now. Let's stay in the present moment right now and just really don't even give that any energy. Just keep your own timeline, write your own time. Cause we did talk about that last time, the timelines a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but does this guide us into two separate timelines that are going to be happen that will kind of all be simultaneously going like one, you know what I mean? So you may have, family members that disagree with you or have like that, for example, we'll still all be living, let's say in the same physical plane, but will we all have different timelines in essence?
You know, I think one thing that's really important now is that a timeline is controlled by the collective consciousness. So if the collective consciousness believes in the spell of enslaved humanity, controlled humanity, collectively, we will choose the lower timeline. It's a collective thing. And if there is a question like right now, we're actually living on different timelines right now. Some people think Biden's president. Some people think Trump's president.
That's true,
there's
actually.
Two different timelines coexisting at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how that could extend out and that your reality shows you what your beliefs show you what your reality is. And people could continue to believe Biden's the president. And then others believe Trump's the president.
I think you're onto something with that because you're totally, timelines are a hard concept for people to get. But when you say it that way, because you can clearly see that, yes, there is part of the country that believes that Biden is is the president currently actually, you know, going through the legal process. So if something does happen, and let's say Trump does move forward and he's crowned president, right? The other people or the other parties still will probably go about their business just as if Biden was president.
Right. Yes. So then you've got two timelines existing
going at the same, that, there you go. We just figured it out.
Well, yeah, almost. So but who makes the ultimate rules then? So for example, if you got half the nation that says Biden's the president, half the nation that says no, Trump's my president, you literally have a civil war in essence, right? Going on down there. Who in turn whose rules are you obligated to follow at that time?
Can I say something before you answer that? If you remember back, before Trump, after Trump won, who kept coming out, even though Trump was already inaugurated, but he kept rearing his ugly freaking head? Obama. So even though Trump was inaugurated, he still was out in the forefront and people were still following him and still listening and still believing what he had to say. And same with his wife. Right, she was still out in the public doing its thing.
The Obama spell.
Exactly.
It's a subconscious reinforcement of the Biden administration.
Exactly. So even though President Trump was inaugurated, people, and still to this day, were fighting in tooth and nail and still not believing that you're not my president. So essentially, Sherry, does that mean that all this time in the past 4 years, we literally have been already, maybe not realizing it, living on separate timelines?
I think since your beliefs create your reality, then we could be living on mind-blowing 1,000 timelines. We can have so many different timelines. It's not just two. It's not just the dark agenda timeline, the 3D timeline. It's not the those are the big ones. And then the ascension timeline, that's how come you have those strange butterfly effect things and you have these, mandala effect? Mm-hmm. Because reality is so complicated. We can't understand it. We have human minds. We can't really comprehend that. But I believe there are many different realities going on other than just two timelines. One thing I think is important, what if they ended up doing all this false stuff and Biden is our current president.
Right, exactly.
Then the higher reality is, and I do believe this, the higher reality is that is what God wants in order to get people to wake up. That is part of the plan of God, of light, of creator, of the ascension timeline, is to bust some systems up. To give people a chance to see, to wake up, to move forward, to free themselves. So I still see the highest good, regardless of who's the president.
So does reality is, or let me see if I can phrase this right. Are timelines in direct correlation to reality? Number one, because I'm just thinking.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so let's think about this for a second. So let's take the innocent children and the adults also that have been trapped in the deep underground bases, the dumbs. If you're living that reality, that's a timeline that ain't no one gonna ever want to be on, or a reality that nobody wants to be on. So taking that into consideration, I can see how we could be living on multiple timelines all within the same planet. So does your reality link, or is it in direct correlation to a specific timeline?
Well, it breaks down to your perception of reality creates your reality. And so it's a perception, an idea, a belief that creates a timeline. So these kids on an individual basis, the kids in the underground bases, the slaves, these poor children, that's their reality. They don't know any other reality. Mm-hmm. On a higher level, our awareness of what's going on is breaking some of the spells that that kind of thing doesn't happen, that there is no child slavery, sex slaves, blood sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, we it's allowing us and giving us opportunity with Trump's help to see what's really going on, to broaden our perceptions and our and therefore our reality, to understand the reality of another person. It's hard for me to understand that kind of reality. I can't relate to that, but I can certainly have compassion for it. And so look at what's happened. People are having compassion. Mm-hmm. And so, they're having love, and that kind of amplifies love and light.
Sherry, let me ask you this. So when people say, oh my gosh, if Biden gets in the office, then, you know, we're going to completely be socialism. You're going to be standing in food lines. You're going to be businesses, or everything's going to be shut down, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all going to be like this for a long, long time. Is that a perception then that only it happens? So basically, if Biden does formally officially take an office, if you would, are we going to be affected by one way or the, and again, we were trying to get this, question to try to help people get some peace here. Are we affected one way or the other, regardless who's in power? So if Trump wins it or Biden wins it, either whether you like it, or obviously this is an ideal situation from both sides, in all fairness, that people are looking for, right? So, but if their ideal situation doesn't come true, is that person going to be negatively affected by any one person like that?
Well, if we, it kind of comes back to the nature of what a spell is. I believe if Biden's the president, we're socialists, we're slaves, we're going to be vaccinated, we're going to turn into AI robots. Mm-hmm. If I believe that reality, then that's what my experience is going to be. You know, but if I take hold of my sovereignty and I believe in my sovereignty, then I'm not going to give my power away to anybody, the president, Trump or Biden. No, it's like, don't give our power away to anyone. And if someone stands in a position in an office, that does not change my personal reality. Mm-hmm. On a moment to moment basis, I make choices. I can, if someone tells me I have to have this vaccine, no. Well, then you have to go to jail. Well, then I'll go to jail. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to consent to that forced agenda. So we still, whoever's in the office, let's not give our power away to that person. Let's say, what reality do I want? What is my intention? How do I see my world, and not just me, but the world that we live in and share with everybody else? And you, I think, what, the more we have something to push against, mm-hmm. the more we, the spiritual warrior comes out in us. We're like, well, you're going to shut the grocery stores down. I'll grow my own food. You know, right. You're going to shut the banking systems down. Well, then I'm going to barter with my friends. You're not going to take my power and my freedom away from me. So I think this is what America stood for in the very beginning, right?
Absolutely. When you think about it for a second, though, how blessed we have been to have Trump, because with the dark magic being so prominent for so long, then Trump comes into the picture. And what going back even before he was inaugurated 4 years ago, when he was running, what did he keep saying? It was like he was, you can call it the white magic spell. Yeah. We're winning.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. Look at the markets, the markets, the markets, the markets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So and you know what, though?
He's balancing
that
it out.
A spell that comes from a place of truth.
Yeah.
Because it was true. The markets were going up.
Yeah. And they still are.
Truth. That's a truth spell versus the spell of lies, deceit, spinning webs of deception, manipulation, control.
So when we
These
all go,
have been doing it for so long.
Yeah, they got to figure it out for sure, because they're obviously, again, mass hypnosis at its finest level, I would imagine. But so when we come over to these coming times, or like the end of the year, and I want to ask, get your opinion on there. So a lot of people have been talking about a very specific time block, like the 21st, December 21st kind of thing like that, as far as that energetic moment in time, December 21st, 2020. Your opinion, is there anything through that, or is that something that is another spell that's been thrown out at us?
I think it's both. Okay, so what happens on December 21st is the solstice. It's the winter solstice. That's the return of the light. That's the return of the sun. The light half of the year starts to grow. It's the return of the light. And that's happened every year since the planet began. Mm-hmm. That's why Christ is associated with solstice, with the rising of the sun, the rising of the light. So we can use this natural energy that's coming in with the solstice and utilize it for our own magic, for our own light, our own awareness. It's natural that every December 21st, there's this light. It's the way it is. So whoever said that, why they said it, they're just maybe allowing us to say, hey, you know, right now we have an extra help. Mm-hmm. We have extra assistance with this light. So what do we do with it? We take it in. We breathe it in. We fill ourselves up with this light. Awareness, truth.
Well, when you think about it, because everybody's talking about what's happening on or around December 31st, and it's pretty much 21st, I'm sorry. And it's all been pretty much positive that I've heard for the most part. So maybe that is, again, trying to balance out the dark and put something positive out there. So people start focusing on this December 21st and the light and the energy. And it's like exciting. What's going to happen around Christmas? What's going to happen in December?
It's like the push maybe everybody needs.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a spell, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
People are believing in it.
They're
allowing that perception. But what comes from that is positive. Mm-hmm. We can say, here we get this divine flash, this spark of awareness or truth, love, light, heart, God, whatever that is, to anoint us with that light so that we can open up to more truth and more light, more connection to God. Yeah. I believe also, I don't know what I base this on, but there's our sun. And then there's galactic central sun. Our sun and our solar system revolves around the central, the Pleiades, and the sun of the Pleiades, Alcyone. My sense on a psychic level is that we're going to have a stronger connection with the great central sun that connects in with our sun that amplifies the energy. Hmm. That's my psychic perception of what the divine flesh is besides what I've already said.
Do you think that right now we're going to actually be, not to sound like a cliche here, but do you think this actually, that 21st coming out, is that actually creating more of a divinity for us internally or giving us the option to have more of a divinity presence?
Yes.
If you would write our own story as we go along, is this the time? So I know through the ages, people say, you know, you can write your own story, but is this it? Is this the magical moment?
Yeah, it gives us permission. It's like we have permission to feel more powerful, to fill ourselves up with more light. We're giving ourselves permission because this outside source is coming and giving us this opportunity. And because humanity is not completely free, we look to outside sources of authority and greater powers to enable us or disable us. So it's sort of like a God spell.
I was gonna say it's like a magic wand.
So let me ask you this then.
Yeah,
so,
it really is.
So that spell that's there for that God spell that is there for that magic wand there for December 22nd.
Maybe it is a God spell.
Okay, so it's a God spell, but couldn't that God spell be 365 days a year? That same exact God spell, or is there something physical going on that day? Is there an alignment or something that really just enhances that God spell? Is that what that
is? Right, well, up until the time of solstice, of winter solstice, we've got the dark. The dark is ascending, and then once we hit solstice, the light begins to win. The light begins to triumph. So before that, the dark is triumphant. So it's metaphorical, it's symbolic, it's connecting to our consciousness by saying that the light is coming back, the light is returning, the light is ascending. And if we tune into that and realize that's a reality, it's happening out there, it happens every year, all the time, then it's this one point of the year, every year, that the light begins to ascend, to return, the return of the light. And before that, the dark has had hold, the dark half of the year has had hold.
If you think of the word God spell, gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. the Gospels, the God spells.
You're like also doing all these like tricks today, aren't you? With all the words there, there was a Biden.
On a word kick today.
Yeah. You maybe should play Scrabble. I don't know, maybe that's it. Play some Scrabble. Or like get a scratch off ticket where you got to do some words.
You know what? Actually started yesterday when I was talking about television to
spiritually raw. What's that?
Something good.
Ritual.
It goes back to show you the power of words also,
you know.
Yes, that's what I really want to talk about today, the power of words. Mm-hmm. And how words influence our perception of reality. Mm-hmm. And we have control over our perception of reality. So even if Biden is sitting in the White House, that does not take my power and my freedom away unless I believe it. And I choose not to believe it.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good to me.
Sherry Lassiter, everybody, thank you very much for coming in. Love the shirt and everything. Thank you for your wisdom. And
Freedom.
Hey, yeah, right on, right there. You saw it, everybody. So thank you for everything there. And Sherry, other than sherrylassiter.net, anything else you'd like us to know about how people can get a hold of you for readings or, you know, get your books?
Sherrylassiter.net. Here's my book, A Modest Choice.
Yep. We'll have an image up
there. And that's available on Amazon. You can get readings from me. I've also got some of my music as a musician on my website as well. A link to the book on Amazon and a way to contact me for a session.
Right on. Wonderful. Everybody. And we're going to have links there so you can connect with her. Sherry, it's always so great to have you on here, bringing your wisdom and a sense of peace during these very critical times. So thank you and much love to you for doing that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, much love to you, everybody. Namaste.
Thank you. I love your interpretation.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Much love to you, everybody, today too. So, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And together we're turning the universal key to global harmony. And we are creating a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.